Good morning. Welcome to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Students are heading back to school in most of the suburbs this week, in the city of Baltimore next week. A good time to listen again to our story about how kids get to school. The yellow bus is a symbol of public schools, but in many big cities, tens of thousands of students make their way to and from school without that icon. They navigate public transit. In fact, more school systems are switching from the yellow bus to public transit. But getting those kids to school on time can be difficult, especially in Baltimore, where middle and high school students can apply to attend any school in the city, regardless of how close or far it is from home. In coming months, Baltimore schools may have the data to make smarter decisions about this complex issue. After we aired this story last spring, a few high schools started using a new digital pass that enables city schools to collect information on transit patterns. Here's the story Jonna McCone reported in February.
Asia, I'm picking you up.
Sharon Roland Glenn is waking up her sleepy daughter, Asia, as her family gets ready for school on a chilly early February morning.
My name is Laurel Glenn. I go to Digital Harbor High School and I woke up at 5:30.
Today I'm following Laurel, the older sister, on her daily commute from West Baltimore to her school in Federal Hill downtown. We head out the front door. A few vacant stop blocks of large row houses. A white shotgun church anchors a corner of the quiet street.
We are going to the 15 bus stop. It's around the corner from my house. I would have took you to the 23, but it's too unpredictable and I have to get to school early today. Well, on time.
The sun isn't quite out yet. The streets are mostly empty as we wait for the bus across from a convenience store and a liquor shop.
It's two of them coming. That means one of them is late. There's someone running for the bus. Because if you miss this one, Lord knows what time you'll get where you're going.
Several years ago, Sue Fothergill, now senior policy associate at the nonprofit Attendance Works, started a working group to examine attendance problems in Baltimore. She said transportation quickly became the focus.
When you talk to young people in any part of the city about what are the challenges they face about getting to school every day, transportation comes up again and again, whether you're talking to a kid at Patterson High School, if you're talking to a kid at Baltimore School for the Arts.
She says problems have gotten more complicated now that families can pick which schools they want to attend.
For some young people, they're traveling pretty great distances from their homes to their schools because that's the school they want to go to. But then our transportation system, the MTA, is not necessarily aligned to or purposefully designed to help to move kids from where they live to the schools that they've chosen.
The bus system in Baltimore, of course, is actually quite old, dates back to pre-MTA days to the Baltimore Transit Company.
That's Michael Walk. He works in the Office of Service Development at the Maryland Transit Administration, or MTA.
A lot of the lines designed as they are today are really focused on sort of the downtown core. A lot of the service funnels people into that area where a large portion of the jobs and opportunities are.
And most schools aren't in downtown Baltimore.
So the students themselves, you know, usually have to make a transfer or two to get from the neighborhood that they're starting from to whatever school they're ending at.
MTA is trying to improve service through its bus network improvement project, but federal law prohibits public bus services from making changes to their bus lines that exclusively serve the needs of schools. So the MTA is limited in the changes it can make. Again, Michael Walk.
And that sort of gets into the catch-22 about public transit serving as the main school bus for a school system. Public transit is designed around as many markets as possible. Then the fact that students need to take that same system to get to schools, you know, we don't change where a route goes because of school alignments, but we do offer what we call tripper service.
So on select bus lines, routes deviate to go closer to schools or run more frequently when lots of kids are on the buses in the mornings and afternoons. After the number 15 bus takes us downtown, Laurel and I catch our second bus. In a few more stops, things get crowded. A stream of students boards.
They're still trying to get on. They don't want to keep late. The bus is packed, and we just passed a lot of students on the bus stop.
They couldn't fit on it?
Yes.
Which causes a ripple effect. The stuffed bus leaves kids waiting at the next few stops. And then there's a fight.
Hello!
Laurel sat quietly with her blue and white striped backpack on her lap. She's almost always on time. But for other students in the city, getting to school regularly, much less on time, is a challenge. Lateness has been such a problem at Digital Harbor, Laurel's school, that late students have to scan their finger on what Laurel calls this fingerprint thing. After 3 late arrivals, students get detention. Sue Fothergill says kids who are regularly late are more likely to be chronically absent.
If a student is chronically late and missing their first period class and falling behind academically there to the point where it becomes really difficult to catch up, it affects their overall capacity to stay focused in the rest of their classes as well. We know from the data that there is a relationship between the late kids and the absent kids. And we also know from the data that the likelihood that you're going to go on to graduate precipitously declines.
According to a 2010 study, 25% of students miss more than 20 days of school in Baltimore. Nationwide, groups are working to better understand attendance, but there's still very little data on how kids get where they're going and how transportation relates to attendance. Baltimore City Schools and MTA could not give me information on average commute times for students, the number of times students need to make transfers, nor whether any high schools are more than a half mile from a bus stop. The only data I could get was ridership numbers by stop and time intervals. Again, Michael Walk of MTA.
You know, actually, we haven't looked at that data ourselves. You know, we have a good idea about what bus routes are used by students could hypothetically look at the data to see if students are making transfers between, but not in particular to look at that. Based on what we've been told by the school or by students themselves, you know, some cases it might be half an hour, some cases 45 minutes, depending.
Of the handful of students I spoke with at two high schools, many said their commutes take them longer than 45 minutes. Walk says next year MTA will conduct a survey to figure out where bus riders are coming from and going to help prioritize routes. Students can also text their complaints to the MTA. About 10 to 15 kids do so each week, mostly for issues like lateness and crowding.
We kind of sit in the middle of both worlds. Yes, you know, the best line of communication is through the administration. So, like, if there's an issue where kids are unable to get to school or leave school because of some sort of transit issue, it's best that that's communicated to the school leadership, the principal. So that's part of the official process, is the school puts in a request into the headquarters, BCPS headquarters, who then compiles those requests and send them to us.
Michael Walk had a few examples of these requests, but I asked Baltimore City Schools and communication staff several times to cite a situation in which a change to transit resulted from a school or teacher complaint. I still have not heard back.
It's 7:47, and in about 10 minutes, we'll be late.
Back at Digital Harbor with Laurel, an administrator there told me transportation isn't an issue. Students just have to wake up on time. As students poured into the main entrance, I asked them about their commutes.
Opposites start to show, where those who live in the neighborhood, they're easy to get here on time. They can just simply just walk across the street or have their parents come. Whereas people like for myself, we have to catch the bus. And see, for my parents go to work early, so that's another main factor for me having to make sure I have to get here on time.
I take 2 buses to school.
How long is your ride on each bus?
Like 45 minutes.
On each bus?
Yeah.
Are you late to school very much with that commute?
I'm late to school all the time.
How do you usually get to school?
The subway and then a bus. It's not that long. I would say like a good like 45 minutes.
Sometimes the buses don't even stop at the stops. They just automatically just go past you and they see you right there, and that's not right. You just sitting here, all you doing is trying to catch the bus and just come to school, do what you need to do, and go home.
I've been here, this is my 4th year now, and it takes me 2 hours to get here every day.
That last student you heard, Destiny, it takes her 2 hours to get to City Neighbors High School in Northeast Baltimore. At her school, students, teachers, and parents organized surveys and worked with the MTA to move the bus stop just around the corner from the school to make things safer for students. Danique Dolly is principal there. He spent time walking with his students to and from the bus stops.
I had students who had actually fought on buses. And then if you're fighting on a bus and you see this person all the time, they know when to try to get you. So we try to alleviate all of that by having the buses closest to us, so we know that the students getting on the bus are our students.
Safety on the way to the stops is also an issue.
My school is near Harford Road, but if the students took the quickest route, they would have to pretty much cross the street like that game of Frogger, where you're pretty much dodging and going back and forth to get across the street. We have no clue as to what the students deal with. We definitely don't have a clue because we don't take public transportation. I don't take it, I'll be honest. I know most of the teachers don't take it. So how are we speaking for the students or the youth when we're not the youth on the buses every day? We don't get up in the morning and have to figure out, you know, the best route and where to sit and all that and deal with people trying to rob you every now and then. We don't deal with that, but the students do.
Dolly tells me transportation is a barrier, just like other hardships that keep students from getting to school each day, like family obligations or falling behind in coursework. But he is quick to say that if students want to be at school, they'll find a way to get there.
My attendance rate is in the 90s. I have some students that take an hour and a half to 2 hours to get here, but they know the value of being here, so they'll do what it takes to get here. And they do that knowing that transportation will be that slight obstacle and challenge of the day and figuring out the best route for themselves or the best time to get here. But is it a challenge? Yes. Is it a challenge that can be handled, that we can overcome? Yeah. Because if the school is interesting and the student really wants to get to the school, they're going to come. And I have plenty of examples of that.
A group called Hack Baltimore is using data to get a better sense of students' needs, specifically those of homeless students, and several developers recently released a bus tracking app to replace MTA's clunky web interface. But without more data, and relying mostly on teachers to communicate the issues, it seems part of school choice means a heavy transportation burden for some students. By the way, Laurel made it to school a few minutes early. Reporting from several bus lines in Baltimore, I'm Jonna McCone.
We've got a link to more research about school transit at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Laurel Glenn will be attending University of Maryland Eastern Shore this fall. She'll be living on campus, so she's not especially worried about her commute. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, a touchy subject. Stay with us on 88.1.